Road police staff say they're not staffed properly and feel like second-class citizens compared with their other colleagues. The government ordered road policing be fully staffed by July last year as they tried to stem a rising road toll, but the road police officers RNZ has talked to say the number of permanent road staff is far fewer than reported and inexperienced officers are rotated through to fill the gaps. Chris Cahill is the president of the Police Association and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
The officers that have spoken to us say that they are treated in a way that makes them feel inferior or like second-class citizens in the police force. Do you think that those are representative concerns?
Well, I think if they have expressed them, it's fair enough that they've got that opinion and it should be looked at. One of the challenges around road policing has always been making sure that the emphasis of how important it is continued right across New Zealand. And where we get frustrated is when we see police officers in road policing move to do other tasks. It's not good enough because, you know, as we know, there's too many people dying on the roads and it should be given that priority.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the road toll versus, say, the murder rate, there's about eight times as many people die on the roads who are victims of homicide. So it's pretty important work, isn't it?
Exactly. And look, there probably has historically been a little bit where it hasn't had that emphasis and the understanding of how important it hasn't been accepted by some officers. But we do have some amazing experts in road policing that have been there for many years that do a great job. And there is a necessity to rotate staff through because we have to train every officer in road policing because every officer is funded to do up to 20% of road policing in their normal duty. So we do have to get everyone through there in their training period of the first 2 years.
Is it not seen as having the same status? And so are people wanting to move out of it to do the detective work and those sorts of things? Or are their bosses just moving them on?
There is an element of that it doesn't perhaps have the glory sort of job behind it, but the CIB and other specialist roles are perhaps seen by some as being more important or more glamorous. But I think more and more we're realising how important it is. And as you say, I mean, 300 people plus die on the roads every year. So it's more than the homicide rate, so you'd argue that's where people should be. And look, there is, as I say, some really experienced road policing staff that do an amazing job and have been there for many, many years. So it's just getting that mix right.
Do you need a PR campaign or a, you know, Highway Patrol TV series or something? No. I'm thinking Chips or something like that.
Incredibly popular, yeah, that Highway Patrol program. I'm amazed how often I go to Australia and they talk about it over there. So those sorts of things do help when you actually see that. I think we just need to remember that we can't just say road policing's easy to move staff and get them to go and attend burglaries when everyone else is busy, because actually preventing those deaths is more important.
Thanks for your time. Chris Cahill there, President of the Police Association.